Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Kevin McAllister. I'm the Director of Curated Programming at Olney Theater Center in Olney, Maryland.
Yes, I've enjoyed speaking with you about events in the past, and we got a really cool one coming up tonight at Olney Theater. It's part of your Olney Outdoors series, so it's going to be outside. But it's a special tribute to the late, great, legendary Stephen Sondheim. So tell me about, why it was the perfect time to do this, I guess, off the heels of his passing late last year.
Yeah, Stephen, the late, great Stephen Sondheim passed, I think last year around Thanksgiving, so around November. And he was almost 91 years old, I believe. And he was a true titan in musical theater, just giving us so many classics, you know, Into the Woods and Merrily We Roll Along and Company and so many songs that all of us know. And so what we're trying to do at Olney is to just diversify what we offer with the Olney Outdoor series, in that we want to reach every type of music lover, from musical theater lovers to the pop lovers to the R&B lovers. And we thought there's no greater way to say we love musical theater than to present a concert that honors Stephen Sondheim. So four singers from the area are going to come in and do about an hour and a half presentation of just some of his songs from various musicals. It's going to be a great night.
Awesome. And really quick, I want to get into all the different songs and musicals, you know, that you're going to include in here. But real quick, remind them where the Olney Outdoors sort of stage is. Maybe they've been to the actual theater center indoors, but where on the campus is the outdoor part?
Yes. So if you've ever been to our main stage for performances, it's literally right out back. If you park in our huge parking lot — there's plenty of parking, by the way — immediately adjacent to the parking lot is our Root Family stage, which is outside. It's a huge outdoor theater that we built last year. And it can seat up to about, I think, comfortably about 400, 500 people we've had out there this summer. So it's pretty massive space.
Cool. Great. Yeah. And it's been a great resource for people who love music and theater, but, you know, during the pandemic, maybe they weren't ready to go inside or whatever. Exactly. And so it's been a great place, to have shows.
Yeah.
Another real, just more broad question before we get back to Sondheim. The Fridays series, it's part of like a cabaret series, right? Is this a thing that happens every week?
Yes, every Friday. So for the last 6 weeks, we've been doing various concert cabarets. We did a 70s rock and roll. We've done a tribute to Carole King. We've done a Latin music celebration. Last week, we did a tribute to Billy Joel and Stevie Wonder. Week after next, we're doing a celebration of all Black musicals. So it's been quite across the board for everyone. It's been amazing turnouts every night, every Friday night. And we just want to continue to celebrate making great music. And we know with all of the various variations on diseases and things that are going on and pandemic issues that everyone deals with, we want to try to eliminate that and just give people a nice outdoor space to just come and have fun.
That's great. All right. So bringing it back to the Sondheim stuff then, what all are we going to hear? Obviously, there's almost like way too many songs to even pick from, but that's a good problem to have. But rattle off some of the great iconic songs we're going to hear.
Sure, sure. So some of my personal favorites, I would say like Send in the Clowns. We'll hear some things from Sweeney Todd. Pretty Women. We'll hear some things from less popular pieces like Passion and Loving You. We will hear songs like Marry Me a Little. You'll hear some Miller's Son. I mean, there are so many classics that he has that people have just been listening to for years and might not have even known that Stephen Sondheim was responsible for a lot of that. So yeah, it's going to be across the board. If you love Stephen Sondheim, you will hear at least one song from one of his musicals.
Nice. Any West Side Story in there too?
Well, you know, we didn't use West Side Story because
it's too on the nose, right?
Well, no, but he also only wrote the lyrics. Like, he's right. Not responsible for the music. We wanted to do things that were solely Stephen Sondheim.
Right. Cause he had Leonard Bernstein too. All right.
Yes.
So we're doing just all-encompassing, only Sondheim music and...
Only Sondheim, only. Yes, yes.
I love
not
it.
That we don't love West Side Story. We just wanted to do something that was solely him.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I love the distinction. So, all right. So explain what makes these only Sondheims, explain what makes them so great. How did he carve out sort of a unique place in compared to other musical theater that had come before him? Like, why was he such a game changer lyrically and musically?
I think he was a game changer first and foremost because he challenged artists and audiences alike. I think he got away from the easy way to listen to music, and I think he found new variations of listening and understanding. I think he was a pioneer in just play on words. He himself was very open about his love and affection of words and text and rhyming patterns and crossword puzzles. I think he even had a couple published in the New York Times at some point that he did himself. He was just a lover of words. And I think if you take the time to stop and listen to what you're hearing just a lot of deep thought. You're hearing a lot of passion. You're hearing a lot of like soul in what he's offering to his audiences. And I think the characters he creates are more humanized because they're more layered. So I think as artists, we're able to delve into it a little bit deeper because there's so much to play with. There's so much to pull from. And I think as an audience, you're also curious to kind of understand how these people relate to you, and then finding out how they fall in love or how they fall out of love or how they make huge mistakes or how they fix mistakes is just a huge thing for Stephen Sondheim. He plays with time signatures. He changes rhythms. He is witty. He is very, very demanding of musical theory and musical theater. And I think when he came along, all of a sudden there was this new expectation that thought and art worked very well together. And it was just a continual raising of the bar that I think has sparked a lot of new age composers now to just challenge themselves to delve a little bit deeper. So I'm a huge fan, if you can't tell, I'm a huge fan of Stephen Sondheim because of that, because there is work to be done. It's not going to be an easy thing to just come in and sing his music. You're going to have to really do your homework. So what you're going to see is a lot for fantastic artists who are amazing. Like, I couldn't think of a better word than amazing, who do their homework, who have done Sondheim shows, who are very much vested in telling great stories.
Well, it's such a good point that you're making about how he challenged you know, not only performers but audiences, and we were up to the test. That's when I think of his work and other great artists that really pushed their genres forward. It's give the audience more credit. You know, they're usually up to the task. But you know, if you feed them mindless comfort food, that's what we're gonna consume, and we're gonna dumb down society. But if we're gonna say, hey, no, you know, meet me up here, usually they can come do it. So that's what I
appreciate. And I think people over the last like 70 years have taken this challenge and been proud to accept the challenge and run with it. I think it's been pretty truly phenomenal to just see that people ask more of theater. And he was one of the people who said, yeah, that's okay to ask me for more because I'm going to give it to you.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about, you mentioned that there's four artists that are going to be performing tell me why they're each up to this challenge. Who are the four that are going to be taking turns singing on stage?
Sure. Katie Murray, Cole Murray, who's a fantastic artist in the air. All four of them are local, by the way. All DC dwellers at this point. Who Katie Marco Murray, who was recently on the Sondheim special that Signature released last year during the pandemic. Matthew Kasurgis, who is also a fantastic artist who's been at Olney several times. Donna Migliaccio, who has done too many shows in the area to name, who is also a Stephen Sondheim aficionado. She's done Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd. She's done, I mean, she, you name it, Donna has probably done it. John Leslie Wolf is the fourth performer, who has done everything imaginable from Broadway to national tours to regional. He has premiered so many roles that are iconic, and his voice is to die for. All four of them are fantastic singers. They're going to be doing some solos. They'll do some duets. They'll do some trios. They're going to all four sing together at some point. There's really a little bit of everything going on. And I'm super stoked that we were able to get the four of them to combine their powers to make this concert happen.
That's awesome. And I assume I can cut this out if it doesn't make sense, but I assume they're not like in costumes from the shows. It's more of just like a elegant cabaret singing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more elegant cabaret singing. It would be a madhouse if we had them shining costumes for every number.
And how long does the program
run? Not a bad
run?
Idea though.
Yeah. Right. Well, how long does it run, the program?
The programs run about 85 minutes for our cabaret, 75 to 85 minutes, depending on, you know, audience interaction, banter with the audience. And it's an open forum thing. So the actors may talk to the audience. They may invite them to sing along. You know, it's really one of those things where we want people to not just come and sit and watch. Only Outdoors is really built on, we've got outdoor space. Let's just have a crazy, ignorant, good time. So it's really just built on having fun, maybe learning a little bit, but just coming to a place where people can engage, meet people they probably haven't met before, and just celebrate under a similar experience.
Great. So in between the actual songs, there might be a little spoken audience interaction, talking about Sondheim's legacy, etc. That sounds
exactly
cool.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. It's great. Not only something fun for listeners to do, but just to pay tribute to the great Stephen Sondheim. It's sad that he's no longer with us. But I guess we should be grateful for, you know, that we had 91 years of,
yeah,
of exactly. This exactly. Incredible work.
Exactly.
And yeah. And now that he's gone, there is a giant in the sky.
Yeah. That's brilliant, Jason. Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Here, you can use that at the show tomorrow night.
I will definitely give you a byline credit.
You don't need to. You can claim it on your own unless you want to. Cool. Anything else before we run? I mean, that's probably the perfect note to leave.
Yeah. Just if you're interested in purchasing tickets, just go to www.onlytheater.org to get those tickets. And we will see you tomorrow night.
How much are they? Tickets?
Tickets are $35.
Oh, that's doable on a Friday night. Come on. That's less than a happy hour dinner date. Come on. Let's.
And there's alcohol for sale. It's a great outdoor experience. Come on.
A boozy Sondheim evening.
Boozy Sondheim.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this.
And we're so great seeing you, hearing you again, Jason.
Absolutely. We'll do it again.